T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We've got big elections this November, the presidential election, the congressional election, a lot of attention being paid to all the candidates that will be on the ballot this year. But you know what? As soon as we finish this election cycle, we go right into a statewide election cycle, a race for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, members of the House of Delegates. And Delegate Glenn Davis has decided, as of yesterday, that he is going to jump into the race again to try to be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And Delegate Glenn Davis is with us now. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Doing well, John. Thank you for having me this morning.
We're glad to have you. Are you in Virginia Beach right now? You were on city council down there for a while, right?
Yes, sir. Started out 5 years in local government. Actually, it's interesting. My first start in politics was actually as Frank Wagner's aide and then Bob McDonald's legislative aide in the mid-90s. I was an aide back when your father was up there in the General Assembly.
Okay.
I remember him well and so many others. And then I had the honor, starting in 2014, to represent the City of Virginia Beach in the House of Delegates in the same seat that I was an aide for when I served with Bob McDonald.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, that also shows that you've been through the ringer a little bit. You kind of know your way around politics, and you won't get bamboozled by some of the people who are out there trying to cause trouble. I remember in the 2017 nomination race, it was Jill Vogel who did wind up receiving the nomination and came close, or closer than anybody else, to winning against Justin Fairfax, although he did wind up victorious. And then Bryce Reeves from Spotsylvania. What do you think you did right in that race or did wrong, and what do you intend to do differently this time around?
Well, what we did right, John, was we spent 150 nights on an RV traveling around the state. We put 62,000 miles on that RV in 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was kind of the new kid on the block in this race, running against two established senators. I had to get out there and personally meet individuals and share my message of, you know, protecting the American dream and making sure that it was available for the next generation, and the importance of small businesses and growing our economy, things that are still extremely important today and arguably as much now, if not more, than they were back then. And so that's what it was all about back in 17. And we ended up garnering over 60,000 votes in that election around the Commonwealth. And John, I'll tell you, the biggest issue that we had, and honestly, everyone kind of made this same misinterpretation or misexpectation, mm-hmm. was how many voters there would be. John, prior to that race, the largest number of primary voters in the history of the state was Bob McDonald's primary race, and we had about 180,000 people vote in that Republican primary. So we figured 200,000 voters, a three-way race, 60 to 80,000 votes, and we're either winning or we're right there in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had 330,000 votes cast.
Huge
in that race.
Turnout,
the
right.
Minimum. It was never anticipated by anyone, more than we've ever seen by large margins. And that type of audience, John, you can't win. You can't meet and make an impact on that large of an audience solely with grassroots, going out and shaking hands and talking to individuals. You have to have a huge air campaign. And we didn't have that air campaign. I didn't have the $1 million plus at that time that some of my opponents had. So I would still argue that had that race been about 200,000 individuals that we had met and had the support from enough of them, that it would have been a neck and neck race. But ultimately, you know, Jill prevailed and went on to run a very good race in the general, you know, barely missed presiding over the Senate. And obviously that would have created a night and day difference than what we have today. And I know that that momentum that we had then has continued. Mm-hmm. And I know after our win this November, John, that this momentum is going to continue. And we will not be underestimating the voting audience this time around.
Yeah. Can you raise that money this time?
We can. John, I will tell you, we sent out, it was about 12:30 in the morning, night before last, mm-hmm. that we sent out our announcements. And it went to a very large group of individuals, and Republicans are also Commonwealth. It was not a fundraising email. It didn't ask that anyone contribute. We wanted to share that we were back in this and share the message that we were going to have. And 20 minutes later, John, some of the donations started rolling in, and it was extremely humbling.
Yeah.
So I know we can, and we have a lot of help in the fundraising arena already as we're kicking this off.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got a lot of fans within the party. I am looking, while you were talking, I pulled up the results from the general election, November 7th, 2017, and Jill Vogel had 47.2% of the vote, 1,224,519 votes. Justin Fairfax had 52.7. So it was close, but not that close. And, you know, I keep talking to these political scientists who study Virginia, and they tell me, John, you're in the wrong party. The Republicans are just never going to be able to overcome the sheer weight of the number of votes in Northern Virginia. Even if you're super popular down in Virginia Beach, where presumably you are as a former city council person and a delegate, there are just so many liberals in Northern Virginia, you can't win. What do you, how would you answer that statement if somebody said it to you?
John, my district in Virginia Beach, Gillespie lost by 5 points. I got outspent over 4-1. They spent over $1 million against me last year. They spent about $500,000 plus on TV and radio against me. I spent zero. And we won by 500 votes. Mm-hmm. And we do it because, John, I've spent my whole time in politics, my whole time in Virginia Beach, building relationships. So that's what this is about. You know, I outperformed other Republicans on the ballot in Democratic precincts by as much as 5%. And it's because I take the time to go to those communities and talk to them. And, John, the concept of the American dream, that this country isn't a country that just gives stuff to you, but it's a country that guarantees that everyone has the same equal opportunity to become, to reach their full potential, yeah. and to make that American dream available to them and their children. That's what people are asking for. And, John, I've walked into at-risk communities, African-American communities, Latino communities. My grandfather came from Italy in the early 1900s with hardly anything in his wallet, and he spoke broken English. And all he could do was grind blades and shears on a grinding wheel. And he started a company in downtown Norfolk just grinding shears for the local barbers. I grew up sitting in there, and two generations later, John, his grandson served in the Virginia House of Delegates and ran for lieutenant governor. But we have to protect that American dream for everyone.
It's a great story. You got Paul Goldman, who's announced he's running as a Democrat. Real quick, who do you think you will see emerge on the Democrat side? Or do you care?
I don't care. I think the Republican message wins. Mm-hmm. We just have to have someone who can walk the walk. You know, I've gone into the communities. I've lived it. I've worked with them. So people understand authenticity. They know when someone is just a caricature made by a consultant, and when there's someone standing in front of them that believes what they're saying and is passionate about it. And, John, I'm that person.
So Delegate Glenn Davis from Virginia Beach, he's announced he's running for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor of Virginia for next year. And I really appreciate it. I hope we'll get a chance to talk to you a lot over the coming months. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.